Welcome to the Precast powered by the Party Nerds. Featuring the original Party Nerds, Caged Nerd and Jorge Cuervo.
Yo, 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 yo.
What up?
The original Party Nerds are here.
Yo.
And first of all, let me be quick to say that, you know, Party Nerds at this point in our progression in throughout the years, we're a collective. We're almost like, you ever watch Star Trek The Borg? We're just we're a collective. It's not just me and Jorge, but it's, you know, it's Jervis, it's Babs, Bravo, Devin James. We got so many of us. We're like a family. And so often, like, I mean, first of all, let me introduce myself. My name is Darnell. You guys know me as Cage Nerd, the Luke Cage cosplayer. And across from me is the person we started this together, my man Jorge Cuervo.
Yo, what's up? This is Jorge, a.k.a. Jorge Cuervo, a.k.a. the Party Nerd secret character, a.k.a. the Party Nerd unlockable character.
You remember, you guys got to go up, up, down, down, left, right.
Exactly.
You remember that, and you see Jorge pop up like, buenas noches!
Arriba!
and yes, Jorge is from Colombia, so that's technically a Mexican stereotype. So.
You can say that. But.
So, so we wanted to put this, do this show because a lot of people always ask, like, how did you guys get started? You know, we want to get into social media. We want to do a podcast. And all these questions. And we were like, you know what? It's just a lot to write sometimes.
So we decided to just do a dedicated podcast series on what we did, our experiences, our nightmares, our obstacles, and everything. So.
And there's been a lot of nightmares, but honestly, you gotta take those hits to keep on moving forward.
We embrace the struggle.
I mean, hooray, dude, it's 2019 now, which is crazy. So we're not even going to tell you how old we are, but just say that we're probably older than 89% of our audience.
Yeah.
You know, but we started this thing at about, like, what year was it?
It was not 2009.
Probably a little before that.
But remember, we started out as an event company.
Yes.
We started doing nightclubs, renting out the venue and just throwing our parties.
And doing show. And even to take it back further than that, I met you, Jorge, about 15 years ago. We were both bartending at a place in that were formerly known as Top Dog, now known as Vera. You know, and we connected because I was like, hey, wait a minute. Didn't you used to date this girl? And he was like, yeah, I did. I was like, I dated her too.
Did you date this girl? Yeah, I dated hers also.
Did we just become best friends? Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we used to date girls with big foreheads for no good reason.
Yeah, right.
we called them the Un Forjedios because they were like Close Encounters, but pretty. But you could just smack
them. Good villains in a comic book.
The leaders.
The leaders, right?
So that's when we met. Was back at the bar. You know, and then we would always just talk about nerdy stuff. Yeah. You know, we were dealing with customers, bartending, just talking about, you know. And keep in mind, this is before the comic book movement really got big. You know, like, we would talk about it on the small. I think maybe X-Men might have been out then.
Yes. I think we saw that together, and we were just bashing it. then we want to go out drinking. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what we did. So, I mean, then after that, what happened was, I think both Jorge and myself, we moved to Atlantic City.
Yes. We had a couple gigs there, and, you know, we bartended, we were doing bouncing clubs and all that.
we were the jack of all trades in AC. You needed a bartender, you needed a security guard, whatever. We did it all during the time.
Exactly.
And a lot of these venues, what they would do is they used to be like, oh, guys, we know you have a big network, because, you know, during that time, I think this is pre-Instagram, actually. This is more when
Facebook.
Phasing out of MySpace into Facebook.
Wow. Well, no. It was before Facebook. That's when MySpace got bought out. It became a MySpace music.
Their music. It was during the transition. So, in other words, Instagram wasn't even huge
yet. Facebook was big.
Facebook was just booming during this time. So, you know, we had our network, and people, these bar managers were like, hey, we want you guys to come in. We want you guys to throw some parties out. I mean, we were the best at Oye, me chico. We were really good.
Man, we had some bangers, man. Oh, some crazy stories.
And so, what themes did we do? Like, how many?
We did. We were especially known for our body painting. parties.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yep. We had and actually even back then, Devin Wade was with us. We had some party nerds back then that have been around for a while. So Devin used to come to these parties. Yes. Rodney Carter, Kareem, Jesse,
yeah. we had the whole crew.
The whole core crew.
Yeah, and then we invited everybody. We started building a name for ourselves, building a network too. So
yeah, so what happened, we would throw these part like body paint parties, which were pretty phenomenal. Like we would do a villains party where, you know, one girl will be painted as Freddy Krueger, another girl would be painted as Chucky, and then we would have guys painted as monsters. And it was like, especially when we moved to AC at Harrah's through Center Stage Entertainment, and I gotta give a shout out to Frank Catchenbrunn and Bravo, like they got us into all these big gigs and stuff like that. But that's the origin of how it all began.
People started, taking pictures of the models and everything. That's how we started getting traction.
Exactly.
Social media.
And so now that leads us into the whole Instagram thing. So pretty much what happened at some point, I don't know if it was, I think maybe even you suggested, you're like, yo, why don't we start?
This was me and Darnell were drinking one night, got so drunk, and I was like, dude, wouldn't it be awesome if we just started a page of just straight up nerd humor, for nerds.
And this was, keeping in mind, guys, not even a toot our own horn, but this was before all the accounts that are going out there. And don't get it wrong, there's probably, as far as nerd social media accounts, there's a good 5 to 10 maybe that were there at the beginning with us, you know. To name a few, we know Blurred Vision, well, he was around there from the beginning. Oh man, there was a lot of the cosplayers like Leanna Vamp.
Yep,
she was around. Sony Arlen, Belisa, she was actually part of us when we first started. Mm-hmm. And you know, there were just a lot of people when people were just kind of getting into it. So I think our very first post was us when we went to New York Comic Con.
Yeah, that was the whole no, because you brought me there. No, let's back it up a little bit. Your first time you went to Comic-Con, that's when the idea arose of the...
You mean that's when I was motivated to leave nightlife?
Yes. That was your trip to the Mecca.
So, all right, to everyone listening, you got to understand, when you're working in the nightlife industry, it's a bunch of really cool people, but it can be shallow at times. People are like, hey, I'll take an extra bottle, and this guy got my tab. And it's a lot of people flaunting money, a lot of, I know this person, a lot of, oh my God, you know, can I be on your guest list? And all that actually gets to you after a little while. So I went to, for the first time, actually, I think the first year, it was me and my brother AJ, went to New York Comic Con, probably in 2014 or 15, and I had such a blast. And I was always a nerd, but it was such an experience to be around people where there was no judgment. Like, people weren't looking like, oh, that guy is too big to be wearing that, or oh, that person, you know, there is no, you know, Black Jean-Luc Picard and stuff like that. Everyone was really open, and it was so refreshing to be around those people that I came back and told Jorge, I was like, yep, I'm leaving nightlife.
And he did. And then he started, you know, branching off to what he's doing now.
Married life. Yeah.
That's another podcast show. So he was telling me how awesome it was, and then the year after, I went with him, and I was like, holy shit, dude. Where the fuck have we been?
Where
the fuck have we been?
You know, and to you guys listening, I mean, I know you guys follow all the nerd social media accounts, but if you've never been to New York Comic Con, or to con in general, like, depends on where you live, you know, obviously, we're in the Philadelphia, South Jersey area, but if you guys have never been to a Comic Con, it will definitely change your perspective on nerd culture. It's such a family based network community, you know what I mean? Everyone's supportive, everyone's nice. I mean, it throughout the years it's got it jaded a little bit, but that's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah, that's another podcast. So we're just talking about the beginnings. You know, year one, Batman, party nerd.
And so I think our first post was us holding up signs. If you guys follow us way back, and now on Instagram, we are at the Party Nerds.
Yep.
We used to be Party Nerds before that, and, you know, we'll get into what happened with our original account. But when it started, it was me and Jorge at New York Comic Con. Then we were probably the first one that just started taking pictures we found on Google and just putting stupid sayings over them. I mean, really, guys, if you guys know us, go way back. Like, we had Darth Vader selfie thing.
Oh, yeah.
We had one that had a girl with a PlayStation remote saying, you know, everyone loves a gamer girl. And everyone was like, that's so awesome. You guys guys are so revolutionary.
But here's the thing that when we start our account, we wanted to be aggressive with it. So the way me and Darnell did it, we posted content every 2 hours around the clock. Every 2 hours around the clock. Even at night, I would set my alarm to like 3 a.m, post something. All right, go back to bed. Boom. Then Darnell takes over during the day. Me and Darnell had shifts. He had day shift, I had night shift. I was just posting straight up content.
Right. Yo, no, it was we had a system. It was definitely a system. And again, during this time, you know, we would try different things. We'd post some things and some things would get like, you know, like back then, oh my God, if we got over 1,000 likes, we're having a party.
Yeah, we were going out that night.
Keep in mind, there weren't that many Instagram accounts, you know, but normally we would get anywhere from like 200 to 300 likes and stuff. I mean, small starts.
Exactly.
You know?
But again, that was before the whole algorithm / shadow bands and all that. We were posting some pretty like racy shit, like pushing the envelope kind of stuff. That's what made us like kind of stick out.
Oh yeah, party nerds. We've tamed down a lot, and for good reason. Like, we have a lot of corporate stuff, a lot of big things going on. So, you know, if you listen to our podcast, you know, the podcast we have on Tuesday nights, you know, SFX, we're raw, you know. But there's times like here at Wildfire where we gotta tame it down a little bit, you know, just because we have like sponsors and stuff. But I mean, anyway, going back to like the posting, and so then what happened was, eventually, it kind of led into the whole podcast thing. So I think what happened.
Well, yes, Darnell. It led, once we hit 100K, that's when, you know what? Let's start a podcast.
Once we hit 100K, then people started hitting us up. Then we started being like, oh, like we're nobodies that have suddenly become somebodies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Technically, in the grand scheme of things, we're still nobodies.
Yeah,
but, you
exactly.
know.
We're just having fun.
Yeah, right?
It's all fun.
We're nobodies who think they're somebodies and whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, and then after we hit 100K, we're like, you know, let's do a podcast. And that happened because there's another show here on Wildfire Radio called Small Bites. And the host, Derek, I think Derek and Jervis Peterson, if you guys know, he's one of our main hosts on our Party Nerds podcast. He invited us on the show, and we were guests. And just the surroundings and everyone joking, I was like, oh, wait a minute. We could talk about nerdy stuff.
There's definitely a market for it.
And we're like, wait, we could do this. And then we met, you know, our engineer, Taylor, and one of the owners of the company, Joe Kelly, was like, oh, look, if you guys want to do this, we're giving you the opportunity. Thus started the Party Nerds
podcast. With the cast and...
Oh, wait. Well, who was our original cast?
Well, you did all the cast picking, you know?
He's putting it on me.
No, but it's good. Good selections.
All failures follow my back.
No, so we Darnell picked from the network, Ed, fucking amazing gamer.
My brother.
Yeah. AJ, Devin jumped on. Bravo was he in?
Bravo came up. So Devin and Bravo came a little later. I wanted Devin to start off, but I think Devin, he was out of town or something. But we had Aubrey.
Yeah,
I even think during the time I had my wife during the time on there, because why not? You know, you don't want to get in fights at home. Bring your wife to a show. Makes perfect sense. And so, and so what we started doing, we just started just talking about stuff. And a lot of your podcasts during the time were two people, three people, and like kind of what we're doing now.
Yes.
This was a normal formula for a podcast, but we literally brought in
like
an army. We were like, hey, Taylor, can you bring in 9 more chairs? And he was like, you assholes.
So the reason why, because it's, you know, the name Party Nerds, we wanted to bring that party vibe into, you know, into the studio. So that way the people listening at home could feel like they're at a party just shooting the shit about Marvel movies and all that.
Right, exactly. No, yeah. I mean, that, what he said is spot on. Like, we didn't want it to be just two people talking. And on our, if you go back on Wildfire or iTunes and listen to our original shows, it was chaotic at times, but that was the whole thing. And I think that's what stood us out. And then more people started listening and stuff. And we appreciate all you guys still listening
to
this
day. Thank you so much,
guys.
Seriously, you know? It means a lot.
You know, and another thing I did want us to talk about is we did face a little trial, because I think our original at Party Nerds account did get shut down. Now,
yes.
This is going to be a topic for a different week, but as far as social media, there's so many rules, laws, regulations, and
unofficial rules and laws Of the internet.
Of the internet that during the time we weren't familiar with. So, I mean, I'm going to be very tactful in how I say how everything went down without pointing any fingers, saying any names. But pretty much we wanted to branch off into gaming more because we had Ed and we had AJ. They were great gamers. We were like, you know what? Let's find some gamer girls or stuff. So we put up a post where we put a picture of a whole bunch of gamer girls we found on Instagram. Now, keep in mind, this is back in the day.
Well, you found it on Google or Instagram?
No, on Instagram. Okay. But they weren't professional photographers. Okay. They were literally just girls taking selfies with their gaming.
And with no credit, nothing.
Nothing like that. So I posted all of them on there. I'm like, are you the next Party Nerds gamer girl? You know, and then most people were like, thank you so much for using our image. But we had two or three, two that were just like, hey, you know, next time, you know, can you ask us first? Which we get. Okay. No, lesson learned. Like, as we got older and more mature in social media, we realize, okay, you got to get permission. But there was one person on there that actually wanted compensation. It got a little sticky, and then to the point where she felt like, and we took the post down, but she felt like she was still owed stuff. So we pretty much, they launched a campaign against us. Some people.
Smear campaign.
Yeah, smear campaign, this girl on their network, and everyone's just started reporting our stuff. Now, and nowadays, you can't really do it as much as you could back then, but Instagram was just like they had a bot service. So if your account got 50 reports, they wouldn't even look into it. It's like, all right, you're done. So at some point, we got our original page shut down, which sucks because, dude, you know, we're at like 115,000. Well, that's where we were. Yeah, right
before we got shut down.
Before we got shut down. Right now, you know, we're like almost climbing back up to 200,000, but we would have been at like 500,000+ at this point because we were the originators. But I mean, all this is just to say, guys, you know, if you do have a social media account, and we did, we weren't perfect in the situation. Make sure you always give people their credit. Give these account. Give these artists. Like, if you notice now, whenever we do cosplay spotlights, we always are like, this is, you know, Nikki G, this is Babs Butcher, photo by Candid Gym Cosplay. Anyone who you can give the credit to, give it to. Not just because if you don't, you can get the post taken down and a strike against your page, but it's the right thing to do.
I mean, like me, I don't post cosplay spotlights. It's just me because I just have that off, that traumatic. That's what Darnell does, all the cost. I do not, and I will never do it because I'm just burned, just bad memories from that shutdown.
And you are kind of walking on eggshells, but I think throughout the years, if you do it right, if you do it right, then you learn lessons.
Exactly.
But all that being said, we started at the Party Nerds, and then at that point, you know, we started growing again.
But the thing is, we decided, like, listen, man, to prevent this from happening, we can't just put all our eggs in one basket. We have to. We got to go various. We have to hit multiple social media channels and all that. So we decided to invest more time in Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and all that. And funny thing to say, Facebook, how we got where we are now, we're almost 100K.
Pretty much, yeah, 100,000 followers.
Three of our videos went viral.
Yeah, and
million views.
And like million, I mean, it's funny when people say viral, like, you know, what is the definition of viral? The one video that definitely went viral was the one with, if you guys know, she's a huge makeup YouTube tutorial girl. Her name's Jay Bunzi.
Jay Bunzi, yes.
And she
Shout out to Jay Bunzi. She
did an awesome Betty Boop makeup tutorial with her singing. And we just did, we're like, you know what, let's post this on our Facebook page. I mean, literally, not just us. We went from like 8,000 to like 40,000. It was crazy.
Yep.
And Bunzi, her page blew up more than ours. So, I mean, let it be known too. Like, again, if you guys are doing accounts and stuff like that, always like these spot, like, you don't know what's going to hit. Like,
exactly, you guys. Don't,
the algorithms for the social media.
Don't just concentrate on Instagram. There's other free platforms for you to grow and all that. You know, so if, God forbid, one time, you know, your Instagram shuts down, you have your other channels to back you up.
I mean, you remember Vine, right? Remember Vine was huge? They actually had a document, might still be on there, on Netflix, talking about these Vine celebrities, the whole documentary, and how once Vine fell off, they literally lost everything. I'm talking sponsorships, endorsements, all that stuff. Yeah. So when you're growing a business, you know, whether like us, you're like a you know, a multi-platform marketing company or whatever the case, like Jorge said, never put your eggs all in one basket. Like, build build all around.
Yep.
Obviously, you're going to have a strength, one thing that's like powering mm-hmm. you forward, but always put a little bit into everything else. You know, like we have a Twitter, we have a
Twitch,
we have a Twitch, and what's the
Reddit,
even Vero.
Vero, yeah.
Yeah, all those, like just staying on it, especially if you guys have a passion for it, because
exactly.
we know there's a lot of you guys out there doing what we do, and just keep it up. I mean, what other suggestions would you give them?
Well, just like I said, just find the niche. You know, ours, like, you know, we start with nerdy content, but I noticed that in our Facebook page, majority of our fans love Star Wars.
See,
remember that other viral video, our Star Wars video that went just million views?
So, yeah, Jorge posted a video where I think it was a guy opening these collector's DVDs. It went viral. Like, literally, it just got us another, like, 10,000. But it was ridiculous.
Yeah,
you know?
Tend to post more Star Wars stuff on our Facebook.
Right. So and kind of know who your audience is. Because, again, and this leads us into the whole algorithm, changing algorithms of social media. I mean, we'll get into this more in another show. But one thing, you just really got to – don't get impatient, because the big mistake is posting too much and then all of a sudden realizing, wait, I'm doing more harm than I am good.
Exactly.
It's good to, especially Instagram, quality over quantity.
Always. Because now, if we applied the tactics that we used like 5 years ago, we would have been called spam.
Oh, absolutely.
So now we are concentrating more on quality posts. So instead of posting every 2 hours, we post once every 8.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, and it's probably the way to go. And sometimes we'll post once a day. I mean, one thing with the new Instagram algorithm, the more, if you guys notice, if there's someone you follow or you like a lot, literally you'll go in your feed, you'll see their posts, like 4 of their posts right away. Mm-hmm. So if someone liked one of your posts and interacted on it, then now that person, you're up on that person's list. So me and Jorge on our Partyners posts 5 times in one day within 6 hours, they're looking at it like, oh, these fucking party nerds. All we're saying is, let me unfollow them just because we become overbearing. You know what I mean? So just make sure, put quality over quantity.
Yep.
And that's one suggestion. And just, you know, we've learned to be politically correct. Unfortunately, we have a really foul, horrible sense of humor, but you have to pull it back on Instagram. Do you agree?
Unless you're a closed account where people have to request to be seen, just hold back a little bit. You know, me, I'm never political. I'm never religious on, you know, what we post. We just keep, we want to make people smile, laugh. We want to brighten their day.
Yeah, the two big no-nos to stay away from is politics. So you'll rarely see any president or Trump posts or anything like that. You'll rarely see any, hardly ever see any religious things. Just stay. Those are big red flags because, you know, at the bottom line is you don't know who your audience is. There's some people that might, you know, agree with something that you disagree with or someone else. So don't even go there.
Like, remember that video, that kid who was crying saying that he hated the party nerds?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know what was the post, but...
Well, all right. To our defense, the kid was a little shit.
Yeah.
He was like Noob Master from Endgame. Like, he was going on all of our posts, like, talking shit to all these people, and we blew up a spot. We were like, all right, and, you know, now this is years ago.
Yeah.
We were like, all right, you little turd. You know, we put a video up, and he was like 8 years old. He's like, party nuts, I looked up to you, but now you let me down. You know, you, my family, you know, you made fun of me. And I was like, wait a minute, he said we made fun of his family. We didn't do that, but it was, I mean, you got to remember people have feelings. So we, a lot of times, even when we post something, oh, you guys get pissed off. We get people like, oh, why do you guys hate Justice League so much? You know what? Screw you, man. You guys just suck, blah, blah, blah. Like, and we can't take it personal. It is just like, it is what it is.
We found out how much of a reach we had once we made, we made fun of an actor.
The kid from the Logan. Movie Logan.
Yeah, we posted a meme of a little kid running. It was just...
It was the little chunky kid, the little black kid that was running. And we put the Benny Hill music behind him. And then it started spreading. He wrote, he was like, guys, it's really not cool to make fun of people. Yeah, I have a weight issue. And then I felt like, shit.
Yes. Yeah, we took it down right away.
And then I was like, all right. And so, you know, we don't... we try not to do any personal attacks. Yeah, like we'll attack a project, like, you know, tomorrow on our SFX podcast.
Ugh.
We have a lot to say about Game of Thrones, and we have every right to attack that bullshit of an ending. But again, we will never make it like, oh, this person, blah 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 blah, because I don't care how big they are, they're still people too.
So exactly,
you got to be considerate. And
at the end of the day, it's just we want to make you smile, we want to make you laugh. Anything, you know, because our creed, our motto is friends and fans first.
Yeah,
you know?
That's it. I mean, we have to step outside of ourselves. You know, that's why we've been doing a lot. And we'll tell you guys, too, if you guys ever want us to help you promote whatever, I mean, this is, and I say this very liberally because we get a lot of emails saying, hey guys, can you promote my page? I look at the page, it's 4 followers and 1 post of like a rat. And I'm like, no, I'm not promoting that. There's nothing on this page worth promoting. So, but if it's a page like or something that you guys, just let us know. I mean, for the most part, we'll respond. You know, we'll let you know if we can or, you know, can't. But we are not all about ourselves. We love watching accounts grow. Like,
exactly.
We have, who are some of your favorite accounts?
I like Hood Vines. I like, all me... Like, my style of comedy is kind of dark. You know, Darnell, same too, but his is more lighter. Mine's more like, I don't know, man. You know, the way you post, we have 2 different posting styles. I'm sure you see on the.
If you guys have seen viral videos on our page, it's probably Jorge posting them. He'll find the most random videos that are great and they'll just like take off. You know what I mean? He also comes up with a lot of our questions, interactive questionnaires and stuff like that. You know, but I mean, like Blurred Vision, like his stuff is always so on point. You know, he's been on our podcast before. Such a great mind for in the whole meme world. You know, then there's like people like TC Does Comics.
Yo,
is really
does comics good.
He's always on point, you know. And then you have big cosplayers, you know, obviously not just people with our company, but you know,
have artists, like, Boss Logic.
Boss Logic is family. Boss,
yeah.
See, he's a good example because he's someone that started. We rose up with him.
Yep.
We at some point, us and Boss used to be on, you know, the same level growing up together. But he was great. But he always interacted with people, and now he's literally at the premieres. And by the way, happy birthday, Boss!
Oh,
today
shit.
Is Boss Logic's
That's right.
birthday.
Boss Logic,
and so. We see him at premieres like Avengers Endgame. He's doing official posters for companies now. This shows you that social media influencers are a big deal now, you know, and it's not out of the realm of someone to get there. You know what I mean? All you just got to do is just keep pushing forward.
Keep pushing
and be smart.
And just keep learning. Keep learning. Like one of my idols is Ray Rod, you know. I like his videos, his animations and all that. That's what one day I want to be. You know, just trying to gain as much time as I can to pull off a Ray Rod video.
Oh, yeah, no, you are the Mr. Video guy, you know. Any good video edits come from Jorge. I'm more the visual, like the
content writer.
Memes and stuff like that, you know, but he's really good. You ever see King Vader stuff? King Vader is really, because he had our buddy who was on an interview with Nikki Alex Drastel on there. His stuff is always good. So there's a lot of good accounts out there. But guys, you know, we just wanted to give you guys this 30 minutes just to talk about who we were. And we will be doing a show like this bi-weekly where we're going to open up the lines from here on out and let you guys interact with
us. And we're going to be tackling different topics. Like one podcast will be talking about the algorithm, how to go by it, how to manipulate it to your advantage. The other one will be finding your style.
Right.
And, you know, what you doing your content, so.
Right. So, you know, and it, obviously, you know, we still got our Party Nerds podcast, you know, SFX, but here at Wildfire, we're going to be talking social media. We're just going to be doing more of the technical, geeky style.
Behind the scenes. Actually, behind the memes.
Behind the memes. There you go.
Yes.
Precast behind the memes. So, guys, thank you for listening in. Taylor, shout out to you.
Yo, Taylor, thank you.
We are the original Party Nerds.
The Party Nerds, baby.
Jorge and Darnell, we are out.
Howdy.